Wishing you a beautiful Sunday, and I hope you've had a lovely weekend and got to take some time out for yourself and got to focus on things that you desire over the weekend. Today we're going to be looking at whether we believe what we desire is actually our birthright and a little bit more about our birthrights. But firstly, I just wanted to apologize. I wasn't able to do the class on Wednesday, just gone, the live monthly class. I had a family emergency and I actually had to take the week off work at the very last minute. So I will be doing that this Thursday at 9 o'clock. So it's going to be an hour class where we're going to be doing our intention setting for the year ahead. We're going to be looking at embracing the energy of 2020, and I'll be teaching you a little bit more about what that energy actually is, and there's a lot going on in that area at the moment. We'll also be doing a guided meditation and answering any questions that you might have on this month's topic, as well as for those of you who join the live class, I'll be picking an angel or an oracle card for you, and I'll be able to read it out for you while I'm doing the class. So if you want to sign up for it, I do send you a link just before the class. You need to contact me by text or email, and I can send that on to you for 9 o'clock Irish UK time this Thursday. So one thing that I've been thinking a lot about after a conversation with somebody a few weeks ago was about our birthright. So we're talking about embracing the energy of 2020 this month. And at the start of the week, I got you to look at whether you're in the driver's seat of your life or whether your fear is in the driver's seat of your life. And part of that actual topic and area of discussion comes this area around whether we believe that we have birthrights. So someone said to me before, our birthright is to have abundance, our birthright is to have joy, our birthright is to have comfort, our birthright is actually to have an enjoyable life. But we sometimes don't believe that that's the case. And particularly when we're looking at what our soul's path is or the lessons that we have to learn in life, we can actually feel that those things aren't actually our birthright anymore. We're just meant for a life of X, Y, or Z. We're meant to experience things and they're just to continue. And of course, that when we're in situations where we're allowing our fear to take over, maybe we're allowing the younger version of ourselves to sit in that driver's seat of our life, or whether we're just paralyzed by procrastination or just not knowing what the future is, or whether we've just had a lot of stress go on that we just can't actually picture good stuff happening. Or you might be on the other end of the spectrum and you can picture good things happening, you just don't know how to bring them about, or you've just given up a little bit on trying to figure it out and you're just trying to let an energy maybe take over. So as I always just talk about, there is a balance between like a passive energy and a doing energy. And it's trying to, the passive energy is where we want to hand something up to something bigger and say if it's meant to be. And then a doing energy is saying it is meant to be, but this is what I have to do. And as I always say, it's a blend. It's knowing that what's right for you will happen how and when it should. But whatever you desire has the ability to come in. And that brings us right back to our birthright and whether we actually fundamentally believe those things can occur for us. So I want you to think about that today, whether you actually believe that joy, happiness, abundance and your dreams coming to fruition are your birthright or not. Do you believe that you're limited, that it's just the way you are, that your life is, that these things have to be a struggle or have to be out of balance? What I hope for all of us, including myself this year, is that there's more flow and more ease, and that we welcome these things in with more ease and grace, and that we can say, no, I'm meant to have this, and I'm deserving of this, and I'm worthy of this. And whether you call it your birthright, whether you call it like an unlimited belief, whether you believe in the universal energy that will bring us whatever we need, whatever it is, you are actually meant to have that. And I suppose that's the message and key part of today's teaching. You are meant to have what you desire. But as I said, how that happens and when that happens is going to come in a time that's divinely meant for you. That can bring frustration. That can bring a feeling of stagnancy. That can bring a feeling of fear. And when we're living in that stagnancy or fear, we're not allowing ourselves to embrace new energy. We're not allowing ourselves to see a bigger picture. We're not allowing ourselves to sit in our future version of ourselves and really believe that these things are possible for us. You might call it the law of attraction. You might call it positive thinking. You might call it being in alignment. Whatever it is, it fundamentally falls under all those categories. But the foundation of it is whether you truly believe that you can have in your life and create in your life what you desire. And I want you to think today if you really, really, really do believe that you can. And I'd love to hear from you. So if you want to send me a text or an email just to say, yes, I believe, or no, I don't believe, because I really want us to create an energy of believing, particularly over the last, or the, not the last, the next number of months ahead, so that we can get into this energy and start creating. I also, and I'll be doing a little bit more of this in the class on Thursday night, which is why I'd love you to join me live, because the energy is much better when we're all talking live on the night, as opposed to listening to a replay. You mightn't feel the same energy from the class. It's just like, let's get focused on that, those intentions. Now, intentions are not like goals. Intentions are, how do I want to feel? What do I want to be? How do I want to be in myself? And then what we're going to look at is our promises to ourselves. So instead of calling them goals, where it's like goals have a specific time frame and a specific endpoint, it's like the promise. I promise that I'm going to, you know, prioritize my self-care. I promise I'm going to start creating the things that I want to create. And a promise is easier than a goal, because a promise is a huge commitment. And it's easier to say, oh, I never achieve my goal, because it's very generic. It's very nearly blasé sounding, because we talk about goals all the time. But promises are very, very, very different. So just something for you to think about today. And I look forward to hearing back from you. And I look forward to seeing you all on Thursday on the live call. If you can make it, please do let me know so I can send you on the link and the details. And I will be sending you another audio now in another few days. And I look forward to connecting with you then. Have a great Sunday.